Good morning. This is the Friday Morning Show, and as Heidi said, it's time for more Area Voices and more arts events going on in northern Minnesota. I'm Katie Carter, and I'm reporting on what's happening in the Bemidji area today and throughout the month. Some new shows that are up now in Bemidji opening today are at the Dunn Brothers Coffee House. They will be showcasing travel photographer Elise Heisler. She'll be exhibiting images from Switzerland and Italy. At Gallery North, they are hosting their open house tonight from 2 to 5 p.m. Gallery North showcases the work of many, many local artists, and the feature artist this month is watercolor artist and wood carver Gary Palmer. Gary's from Black Duck, so I encourage you to go check out Gallery North. Wild Hair Bistro will be showcasing the work of Seth Larson. Seth specializes in drawing and photography, but also works in something he describes as dark, intricate portraiture and fan art. So I'm excited to check that one out at the Wild Hair Bistro. Tonight at Open Mic Night at the First Friday Coffee House at Headwaters School of Music and Arts will be hosted by folk and punk musician Shannon Murray. The Coffee House starts at 7, but if you want to sign up for a spot to perform either a piece of music or read a piece of poetry, the sign up for slots is at 6:30, so you want to show up at 6:30 or else the slots get full. And if you've never gone to the Coffee House for the First Friday events, I encourage you to do that. Take your kids, go check it out. It's a great way to spend a Friday night. And there's treats and coffee and water, refreshments available too. Cantabria shows up with a whole spread. And it's just a really nice way to spend a Friday night. So gather the family, go take the kids, and enjoy the First Friday Coffee House. There's a new show at the Water... Actually, there's a couple new shows at the Watermark Art Center this month that are worth... Well, I think they're worth your time. There's a new show tonight with an opening reception by a German artist, and I am German, but I don't know how to say his name exactly. I think it's Joachim Berthold, or Berthold. And he died in 1990, but his work, which is predominantly bronze, it's sculptures that are huge and small. His work is continuing to be shown in galleries all over the world. His work has been exhibited in New York City, Munich, Milan, Vancouver, all over the place, and now it's coming to Bemidji, which is really pretty fascinating. As I've been driving by the Watermark this week, they've had kind of the windows shrouded a little bit, so I haven't been able to see the show, which makes me even more excited to go see it. So there is a reception tonight from 5 to 7, and some of his family will actually be on hand. So it's a great opportunity to meet some fascinating people and take in some world-class art. That's from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock tonight at the Watermark. The show, of course, will be up all month, so if you can't make it tonight, make sure to pop into the Watermark and check out the show. The Watermark's also featuring an exhibit called On Native Land in the Lakeview Gallery Monday. And it will be a photography exhibit featuring the work of Joe Allen, Nina Devlin, David Manuel, and E. Jordan Jr. And when I'm reading those names, I'm thinking, oh, we've interviewed Joe Allen on the radio. David Manuel has been on the radio here at KAXE. The exhibit celebrates the diversity and importance of land to Indigenous communities. So, again, that one opens on Monday. And the public has a really interesting opportunity to be part of this On Native Land exhibit by submitting photos for a collage that will be on one of the exhibit walls. You can submit your nature photos via Facebook or Instagram. Oh, it looks like you post them on your personal profile with the hashtags On Native Land or hashtag Watermark Art Center. And if your piece is accepted, you get a private message by the exhibit juror, Joe Allen. But a piece has to be accepted by January 29th because there's an artist reception. So that's just kind of an interesting way to get people who aren't artists to get to have their work included in an art exhibit. So You can call me for more information. The radio station phone number is 218-333-9005, or connect with the Watermark Art Center as well. Also, at the Watermark, going on later this month, which I thought was just worth noting, they have this art family style class on January 24th. And the activity will be paper marbling, which is a really interesting ancient art process that involves absorbent papers picking up ink from a water bath. And I've seen this done online, and it looks fascinating to me, and I'm excited to take part in it. So you can come and go anytime between 5 and 6:30 on January 24th, and the class is only $5 per family. So it just seems like a really affordable way to do something interesting and learn how to do something fun that you can take home and do with your kids at home. And I wanted to remind people that the second Saturday event in Brainerd next weekend will be an 18-artist show. It's all black and white photography and paintings. That's at the Crossing Arts Alliance in downtown Brainerd. I just want to remind folks to check that out. Sometimes when things happen on the second Saturday or the later in the month, they get kind of brushed aside on the first Friday rundown. But it's worth noting, and the more that these art centers get going, the more everything can't happen on the first Friday. So it's all really exciting that all this growth is happening, but I just want to make sure people check out the websites to the art centers in their towns. Like I said, the Crossing Arts Alliance is in Brainerd, and make sure to check out watermarkartcenter.org in Bemidji. They'll have a full rundown of all the first Friday events, as well as an interactive map and a listing of their upcoming classes, and all kinds of information about all the exhibits in their Watermark Art Center. There's a lot going on. We're so lucky to live in this great area where the arts are alive and flourishing, and I want to encourage you to get out, support your local artists and your local art organizations, not just tonight, but the entire month. I'm Katie Carter. Thanks a lot.
That's Area Voices, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.